Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Call 1-888-924-8924 or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and also our upcoming show in Charleston, South Carolina on May 26th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa from New York.
Hey, how are things in New York, Melissa?
Warm.
Yeah, I know. Are you enjoying that?
It's certainly better than 20.
Yeah, that's true. You guys had a pretty rough winter in New York.
We have, and it's not yet over, I'm sure.
Well, welcome to the show, Melissa. Now, you, of course, are going to play our Limerick Challenge. Carl will read for you three news-related limericks. He will not finish them. That is your job. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here's your first limerick.
We need sidewalk lanes labeled by age, so from old folks I might disengage. On each city block, they slow down to talk. I can't move, so I have sidewalk
rage.
Right. So you're rushing down the sidewalk to get to that matinee of Just Go With It, and some dude in front of you is barely moving and blocking your way. If you want to kill him, you're not crazy. You just have pedestrian aggressiveness syndrome or sidewalk rage. So says Colorado State University. It's widespread. There is actually a Facebook group, this is true, called I Secretly Want to Punch Slow Walking People in the Back of the Head. And it has 15,000 members. Those of you in the Facebook group, I just got punched in the back of the head on the sidewalk. What did I do? Now you know.
How slow is slow?
Slower than me! All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
A neat trick that they teach in law classes is that meekness appeals to the masses. With imperfect vision, you won't go to prison. You'll go free if you just wear those
glasses.
Right. The New York Daily News reported this week on a new tactic being deployed by defense lawyers. It's called the nerd defense. It involves wearing glasses in court in an attempt to appear trustworthy and harmless. As one lawyer said, quote, I always tell clients to get a pair, the nerdier the better, unquote. This is, of course, why Ira Glass has been able to commit horrible crimes with impunity. All right, here is your last limerick.
While some folks their wheels are retreading, to connubial bliss I am heading. We're building our trust. We're building on trust and protection from rust. At a dealership, we'll have our
Betting. I'm not getting this.
Betting is, you got the rhyme right. There's a reference to connubial bliss in the limerick. Does that help?
Wedding.
Yes, there you
Sorry.
Go. Wedding. No, you got it. We have been keeping our eye on this show, on the growing trend of weddings in unusual places, funeral homes, parking garages. This week, it's the Rick Case Honda dealership in Miami. People are having weddings there. Being married in a car dealership can save you money, but only if you bring a copy of the invoice and absolutely refuse to pay for your bride's undercoating.
Okay.
What's it going to take to get you into this marriage? You know, the kind of bride you drive says a lot about you.
I like to be at the dealership when the big carrier truck with all the brides on it comes in.
Carl, how did Melissa do in our quiz?
Well, Melissa was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Melissa, you win our prize.
Well done, Melissa. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.